First case, number 10,273, Kenneth Mills, north of Road 361, 500 feet north of Road 363, being Unit 7 within Bahamas Beach Cottages. A variance from separation requirement between multifamily structures.
State your name and address, please.
Kenneth Mills, 6807 Wildrose Court, Springfield, Virginia.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to ask you to run down to the opposite end and have those submitted at that end.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Board members. I brought along some pictures to help explain what I'm asking for tonight. I live in a neighborhood called Bahamas Beach Cottages. It's a condominium-type neighborhood consisting of multifamily dwellings built in 1993. When the neighborhood was constructed, the site survey said the minimum separation between the various structures should be 40 feet. And the first picture there shows two of the structures, the two structures in question, one along Darby Lane and then the other one along Hopewell Road. And I show the original distance between those structures as 41 feet. And my unit is there, number 604 Darby, Unit 7. The next picture, we purchased the home in December of 2005. So the neighborhood had been constructed for about 12 or 13 years, I think. When we purchased the house, our next-door neighbor had already put a deck on the back of his home. You can see it there in the picture that extended 10 feet into that 40-foot minimum and put the separation between the two structures at 31 feet. And there on the bottom corner of the page, you can kind of see along from my unit to his unit. And that's the distance we're asking to come out, that same distance, 10 feet. The next picture, it's a little harder to see because of the trees involved, but this is now looking down at the other end of the street of the unit at 601 Hopewell. In 2005, when we moved in, they were doing this construction, and they did a porch and a deck that also extended 10 feet in and resulted in 31 feet of separation from their home and the first home there on Darby, if you can see that. And in fact, if you go to the next page, what you can see is those two previous constructions actually overlap. And right now, as it exists today, the separation between those two units is 21 feet. And then the final page shows what I'm requesting, which is kind of an L-shaped porch and deck, very similar to the one at 601 Hopetown. And asking to have that separation then between the two structures continue at 31 feet. And the last page just shows the approval from the neighborhood association and then the survey drawing of what I'm asking for.
Okay.
But all of those examples that he just pointed out would have come through the board, right?
That's
they
correct.
They must have been previous variances.
Well, I'm going to check on that. I checked before, and I did not see any board cases on that, but I'm going to check right now for you. Okay, right here. We get this printout once a month here. So I'll check and find out.
If they hadn't been, they should have been, right?
Right. Absolutely. Somebody tell you to come to the Board of Adjustments to do this?
Yes. I was working with my builder who went to the to get a building permit, and they said we need to come to the Board of Adjustments to request a variance be within the 40 feet minimum.
That's good.
Who is your builder?
He's right here.
Just what's his name?
Oh, Dave.
What is it?
Dave Ellico.
Yes, the other units had been, right.
They've been here?
They've, right. They have 40 been. Foot, 40-foot requirement for them have been the board. Board has approved.
Okay.
Your request is for a deck and a sunroom?
A deck, yes. Most of it in the back, a deck, but then where it goes along the side, it would actually stick out as a sunroom, almost exactly the way the one is there on 601 Hopewell, if you can see that.
So that's a second-story deck.
It's all one floor. It's up. The building's actually up on pilings. So yeah.
Second floor. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? No. Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Records show there's two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 10,273. That's what I think is the minimum variance before we leave and then not alter sense the character of the neighborhood.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,273. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, Jim.
Yes. Case number.